Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one, numero uno motivational podcast on the planet. It's the Every Day Saturday show. It's Monday, September 25th. Monday motivation. Hashtag Monday motivation. What is up? Hey, I want to talk to you. What's the rush? Got something very profound to share with you today. All of my thoughts. Most of my thoughts are profound. Most of my stories are true as well. Hey, it's a big week for the Crowley family. Thank you so much for all the love on social media. Our daughter, Susan, is scheduled to have her trach removed Wednesday, 2 days. Hashtag. Why am I doing all these hashtags? I'm not even a hashtag guy that much. But hey, let's do it. You want to do it? Hashtag 2 days. I've been putting photos all over my Instagram. Photos of me and my lovely daughter and my bride, Angela, and my kids and everybody counting down the days. It's been a long, long road, and I want to help you understand that, hey, no matter what, you with me? The adversity you're going through, I get it, man. We all go. Just pass through that valley, baby, all the way to the mountaintop. This has been a three-year journey for us, and it has been holy hell sometimes, and it has been an unbelievable state of euphoria other times. There's really been no in the middle. It's not like we've ever taken a breath. So talk about one more breath. Yeah, cheap plug for the book on Amazon. One more breath. Whoop, whoop. Catching our breath has just been an act of courage over the past 3 years. So, man, oh, man, oh, man, 48 hours, counting it down. So I always use my Google Maps. You've probably done this on your smartphone. You type in the address of where you're going. You've never been there before. You haven't been there in a while. You type it in. Ding, ding, ding. Up comes the map, and then it says start navigation. Even if you don't do it on your phone, you do it on your thing you keep on the dash. The lady talks to you. In 300 feet, turn left. Bah, 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 bah. And it's always when your favorite song's on or somebody's calling you, by the way. That lady's yapping at you. But I do that on places that I already know. Case in point, Friday, last week in general, was our dog's week. Had to take him to the vet. Hadn't taken him to the vet in 18 months. So, you know, I wanted to make sure they were doing okay. Flying colors. My two border collies, Ginger and Lucy, 7.5 years old, same litter. We got them in 2010, sisters, and they're awesome. Ginger's a little bit hyper. They actually had to hold her down. And when I had them groomed the next day at PetSmart, they charged me a special handling fee for old Ginny because she's just like a bubble on a skillet, man. Just can't keep that old lady down. So, yeah, old Ginny cost me an extra $10 just because I needed someone in to hold her while they groomed her the entire time. So when I headed to the groomer Friday, I traveled a very busy and crazy road. It's only 5 miles from my house, but it literally takes 20 minutes to get there. Think of like driving in Atlanta traffic. This is kind of give you an idea. Probably not that bad, those of you who live in Atlanta, but Atlanta's notorious for their horrible traffic jams, you know. And so only to drive 5 miles takes me 15 minutes sometimes to get there. So what I do, so I don't end up getting into road rage and I don't end up, you know, using the finger between my index and ring finger a lot, is, and, oh, by the way, it's a million degree. It was hotter than Haiti outside. And I had my two border collies in the back seat in a cage and they don't travel well at all in the car. Like I said, they're very anxious dogs. And it's rush hour traffic. So I got to get them over to the groomer and come back home. And then 4 hours later, go back to PetSmart where they're being groomed and come back home. So I type in PetSmart. I already know where it is. I could get there blindfolded. However, I still type it into my phone because of this reason. It shows me what time I'm going to arrive. So my appointment was at 1 o'clock. I left the house at 12:30, and it said I was going to get there at 12:47. So whether I go weaving in and out left to the right, to the right, to the left lane, you know those people, right? A three-lane traffic on these roads, 45 mile an hour. People going left, right, right, left, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. I'm getting there at 12:47. Doesn't matter. GPS already tells me. Now, I could catch a red light and get there a couple minutes later, or I could buzz through that green light going a million and risk my life and everybody else around me and get there 2 minutes earlier. But by and large, 90% of the time, I'm getting there at 12:47 p.m. So what's the rush? And when I'm looking at that thing, it actually shows me, you know, it shows the red line where there's traffic jams and congestion. That's all factored into the time. It's not like if that traffic jam, you know, they just all of a sudden popped up and added another 10 minutes. Nope, nope. Traffic was at an absolute standstill, and they were doing construction, had the busiest three-lane road, Mason Montgomery Road around where I live, down to one lane, and it still factored in that 12:47 arrival time. So while everyone else is completely freaking out, road rage on steroids, like the craziest damn stuff going on the road, people just miserable. I'm like, hey, 12:47, ain't no shame in my game. I couldn't be more relaxed, man. Could not be. I'm like a monk just sitting in my car holding onto the steering wheel, relaxed as possible. Why? Because I know no matter what, I'm getting there at the same time. So I look at my GPS. That's why I plug in addresses that I already know of. You should do that. And here's what you should also do. Try to be that crazy person who's, you know, running yellow lights and weaving, going over to the right lane and passing somebody on the left, even on the highway. I wouldn't try it putting yourself in danger, but see how much that impacts that arrival time on your smartphone. Now, long distances, it's funny. When I drive back to the Buffalo area from Cincinnati, it's about a 400-mile drive. It's still, I mean, yeah, I could go 90 miles an hour and I could arrive maybe a half hour earlier or so, but by and large, it's pretty damn accurate, and that's what's so funny. So I would encourage you, try this exercise, okay? When you're going to the grocery store, type in the address. I know, I already know where Kroger is and Publix is. Hey, do it anyway. And then just see what time it says you're going to get there, okay? And then just understand that no matter what you do, you're still getting there at that same time. No matter. You could put that pedal to the metal and go nuts and have your heart, like, racing at 160 beats a minute because you got to get there 2 minutes earlier. And when I started doing this, man, I'm telling you, Sam, what's this got to do with entrepreneurship? It's a mindset, man. Everybody's stressed out. Everybody's stressed. Get in the car. I want to listen to Jodeci, man. I want to listen to New Edition. I want to listen to Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel. I want to just chill. Hell, I want to listen to Barry Manilow sometimes. That's true. How do you go from Grandmaster Melly Mel to Barry Manilow? I don't know, man. It's the schizophrenic mind I got. I don't know, but I love it. I'll listen to anything. You know what I listened to the other day? Frank Sinatra, The Summer Wind. The Summer Wind. You want to get relaxed, man? Put on the GPS. Buy Frank Sinatra's Summer Wind on iTunes, if you got it on Spotify, whatever. Stream that baby while you are driving, and you could not be in a better mood. It's impossible to be in a bad mood when you're listening to Sinatra's Summer Wind while you already know what time you're getting to your destination. And this has everything to do with your mindset, because we're all out there, man, focused on crap that doesn't matter, all stressed out, mad, and angry. Imagine if you got to work right when you thought you were going to get there, and you got there in a great mood. How would that impact your sales? How would that impact your results? Imagine if you went to a networking event or anywhere. Heck, just being more present. You know what I also did? I looked around. Yeah, I'm getting there at 12:47. Might as well look. I didn't see new buildings going up. Oh, look at over there. Look at over there. We got a new Holiday Express. I never saw that before. What's going on over there, man? New restaurant? Holy cow, never saw that. Why? Because I'm always weaving in and out of traffic, man. Weaving in and out. And I love listening to podcasts now, all these the craziest. I took my daughter downtown. She's joined the UC Medical Explorers program. Isn't that funny? Why'd she join the UC Medical Explorers program, Sam? I'm glad you asked. You know, we never even been to UC Medical in our life until Susan was born there at 1 pound back in August of 2014. And then we were there for 106 days straight before Susan got shipped to Children's for another 115 days there. So our first 106 days of that journey were at UC Medical, and now our daughter's in the Explorers program seeing if there's something she might want to do in the medical field. And she's a junior. Our eighth grader joins it next year as a freshman. It's a four-year program. You can join as early as ninth grade. And our 13-year-old has an interest in being a NICU doctor. Imagine that. Why would all this be happening? Yeah, I don't know, man. Take your mess, turn it into a message, take adversity, you learn from it, and you think, wow, what's the message in this here situation? Our daughter born at UC Medical, now both our daughters going into the Explorers program. They might actually be in the NICU field saving micro-preemie babies. What? It's what happens, man. It's what happens when you're present and you actually look in that adversity, in that big old crap sandwich that you've been handed. What is the message inside of all of this? You'll find it, but you can't find it being stressed out. So don't be stressed out. Listen to your Uncle Sammy. Oh, by the way, one other plug here. Have you gone over to My Momentum Club? It's the last week to get in at $47. Price goes to $97 next week this time. And you get a free ticket to my live event in Atlanta, as well as a magazine and all the other benefits. Just go to mymomentumclub.com. Our private Facebook group is blowing up with all the entrepreneurs inside of there. I'm doing special group trainings for everybody, and you'll have those archived as well. So many great benefits, man. So go to mymomentumclub.com. All right, check it out. Join. If you can't make it to Atlanta, at least get all the other amazing perks that you see on the page there. Okay, mymomentumclub.com. So listen to your Uncle Sammy, okay? Don't be stressed out. Don't be pissed off. Don't start your day in a bad mood. Do things like plug in the address ahead of time. Isn't it great knowing already what time you're going to arrive? We use technology to our detriment all the time. I say use it to our benefit. And don't get yourself all whacked out, man. Life is way too beautiful, man. Too beautiful. At least that's the way I view it now. I used to view it as a stressed out corporate guy trying to get some. Not anymore, man. I take it all in. Oh, I inhale, baby. I inhale that beautiful success, and I exhale all that stress and adversity. Are you with me? I know you are, man. I'm off to a great start. I want to make sure you are, too. It's a Motivation Monday, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.